Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4219.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My father is probably the person who had the biggest influence on my life. He grew up in a pretty rough situation. It was a pretty socioeconomically depressed place. And despite some bad breaks in his life, the one thing that he never ever compromised was his integrity or his values. And so while he wasn't necessarily able to provide us with a lot of guidance and direction when it came to things such as colleges and grad schools and professional pursuits, the grounding he gave us as far as integrity and values was instrumental in my growth.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a change maker in the world. I'm trying to fundamentally transform education in America and the world. That's where my professional pursuits are. And I'd also like to be a great father and husband.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I am extremely rational when it comes to making decisions and emotional when it comes to my personal relationships with my friends and family.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
Risk-taking and initiative. So I've always been the type of person who has been eager to depart from the well-traveled path or the expectations that are put upon me by others in society or in my various careers to go ahead and forge my own trail.
How did you develop this attribute?
I always sort of had this itch to be different, and that didn't translate into me dressing differently or acting differently in primary school or secondary school, but I always found myself just pushing back against anything that I thought didn't make sense. And in my professional career, I often found myself getting into situations where I just was very unhappy with taking directions from people that I didn't think were fulfilling their responsibilities. And I just always wanted to break out of that and be my own boss, have more control over my life. And that eventually transpired over the past 5 years into me just completely abandoning sort of the corporate world and branching out as an entrepreneur.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think that integrity is definitely the most admirable quality, just because we live in a world where it's just so easy to take shortcuts, and it's almost expected of us, especially in academia and in our professional careers, where there's almost an expectation that you might fudge numbers, that you might cheat on a test, that you might drop white lies to your boss. And it's just the people who are able to maintain their integrity through that all are rare, I think. And those are the people that I prefer to surround myself with, just because life is too short to do otherwise.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like best in myself, I'm going to go back to my previous answer as far as being someone who goes against the grain, someone who follows my own path. I don't need to be told what to do to make a decision. And the quality I least like about myself is that because I'm such an idealist, I will oftentimes find myself getting into discussions that will go nowhere, because I'm sitting there trying to explain a point to someone who will either not get it or refuse to get it just because of a particular interest that they have, or perhaps a partisan belief, or various social belief or religious belief, and my positions don't exactly fit into a narrative that most people align themselves with. and so I can have that conversation with pretty much anyone. So, and I do spend a lot of time getting into pretty deep conversations on sometimes very insignificant topics. You know, it's more just theoretical discussions that can eat away a lot of time.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Just integrity and honesty. Those were the two that were really important when I was growing up, and those are definitely values that I want to pass on. I've also done a lot of reading and self-reflection over the past several years, a lot of philosophy, as well as a lot of looking at history and economics, and I've done a lot of traveling myself to third world countries. Through that all, I've developed a lot more as far as my view of the world, a greater framework, and with that, a moral ethical framework as well that I'd like to pass on to my children, which unfortunately I don't think most people have. Not to be negative about it, I don't think a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about it. They just sort of accept what they're provided in school or through various other organizations, and that's something I definitely want to challenge my kids with and hopefully pass on to them.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to do things. It's hard for me just to sit and talk. I do like speaking to my dad, so I can talk to him. I talk to him on the phone. He lives pretty far away, but I talk to him on the phone several times a week. But even on the phone, they're relatively short conversations, 10 minutes to 15 minutes, because we don't just sit and, unless we start talking politics or current events, you know, where that can just run on, but we don't tend to just talk about the weather or talk, he's not into sports, so we don't get into the usual topics of discussion that a lot of people get into. But when I'm actually with my family in person, I like to be doing things, either going to a restaurant or traveling, going to see something interesting. Unless there's small kids around, I don't like to be cooped up in a room, but with small kids, they can be entertainment enough.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I loved playing football, high school football. I was a high school football star. It's a sport that I really grew to love. I loved the very physical nature of it. I loved the reliance on teammates, the teamwork that goes into it, the strategy, all the preparation, including watching film. And I love the personal challenge of it. So while it's a team sport, it's because it's a very violent and aggressive sport, oftentimes it pushed me to a certain moment where, you know, I would question whether or not I wanted to go hard or if I wanted to maybe take it easy, take a shortcut. And so that challenge was really, really good for me. I also liked doing math when I was a kid, and so I would just read random math books. I would play various math games in my spare time. The other thing I liked when I was a child was Jeopardy. I played Jeopardy every weekend with my brother and my uncle, and we had a running tally to see who would win, who could do the best. And I think I won most of the time, so therefore I enjoyed it.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book is Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. It's it's my favorite book because, well, I've read it twice. It's over 1,160 pages, so it's a long read. The first time I read it, I just didn't get it because I didn't have a real job at that time. I was in the military as an officer. I just got out of college, and so I didn't really understand a lot of what was said in it. But then I read it again a few years ago, and it just I saw a lot of parallels between the characters in the book and my life and what was going on in society in that book and today. And just the underlying philosophy behind Ayn Rand's work is something that I really loved, and so I'll probably read the book probably here on out once a year just because I just liked it that much. But the types of books that I enjoy lots of books. I prefer typically nonfiction, but there are fiction books that I do enjoy. I like anything that has, as far as fiction books, I like anything that delves into society, social issues. I just read The White Tiger and when I was traveling in India. I picked it up, and that was a book that I really enjoyed. But as far as the nonfiction books, I typically read books on education philosophy, education policy, various learning styles, because that's what I do professionally. I read lots of books on economics. I read a lot of books on history, particularly early American history. I really like reading about the Founding Fathers, for example. I'm not a fan of war history, though. I don't typically get into books like that.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I work out. I try to work out as much as possible, usually 4 or 5 times a week, which means running to the gym, working out, and running back from the gym, and then a run on the weekend as well. I like reading. I do lots of reading. I like being active with various causes that I care about. I spend a lot of time doing that. And when I'm around my friends, because I moved here from far away, and I came down here without any sort of support network or friends. Again, me sort of going my own route. So I don't have a big network down here. But when I'm around my friends, whenever they come into town or when I'm traveling, I just like to spend as much time with them as possible. Oftentimes, centered around some sort of activity, such as a ski trip or something like that.
Has anyone ever told you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, I don't think I look like anyone else.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
When I was in the military, we were deployed to Iraq in the very first wave, and I was still a junior captain. I was only in the military for 3.5 years at the time. And my commander, my brigade commander, colonel, gave me a job that is typically reserved for someone with 14, 15, 16 years of service in the military. And so my job in Iraq that first year was to try to solve the supply problems we were in Baghdad, but basically all of central Iraq. So I just started figuring out ways to get stuff done, whether it was dealing with contractors, calling different departments of the military, working with local nationals, and bartering. And bartering was actually, I came up with a bartering solution, and pretty soon not only did our brigade and our division rely on us, but we ended up taking care of all the Marines, the Polish soldiers, the Australian soldiers, the Navy SEALs, the Delta Force guys. So everyone pretty much ended up coming to me for their needs. And so I was effectively doing a job of someone even much more experienced and specialized than the person I was supposed to be filling in for. And so that was a really, really huge success. It was a great way to end my military career, because when I got back from Iraq, I left the military, it was probably the best job I could have ever had in the military. I was happy to have it right before I got out, and a lot of good things happened because of that, particularly all my commanders, because they liked what I did so much, they really went out of their way when it came to business school applications, recommendations, and I think that their recommendations were pretty critical to me getting into the business school I got into.
Who is your favorite actor?
Not a big fan of pop culture, but if you pushed me on this, I would have to say Julia Roberts. There's a guy, an Indian guy, who's loved by everyone in India, Amitabh Bachchan. He's like the god. I mean, there's no comparison to him in Hollywood. I guess I don't think there's ever been any comparison to him in Hollywood.
What is your favorite dinner?
It's probably Indian food. It's a thali, which is a mix of many different items. So it's not a single plate. So Indian food is my favorite cuisine, and so it could be a mix of that. But I'm also a huge fan of Thai and Italian as well.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could travel in time so I could see what, as opposed to just reading about it, actually see what was happening at different points in history and talk to people whose histories are often glorified. You know, they gloss over the negative attributes of people in history oftentimes to make them out to be something that they're not, and I'd like to get a better idea of what they were like in person, because I think that there's very few people that live up to the image that has been created of them throughout history, except for tyrants, of course.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for intelligence. It's really important to me. Being able to have pretty in-depth conversations is something that I really value, and not having that would be a real problem. Someone who wants to have lots of children, because I love kids, and so if they didn't want to have kids, that would be a problem. Those are the primary things. I guess third is a healthy lifestyle. I like to live a healthy lifestyle, so I would like someone who wouldn't necessarily be eating Twinkies when I'm going to the gym, and someone who has a desire to travel the world. I'm really big on traveling. I think that it's a great way to learn and expand my horizons, and I would obviously want someone who would be willing to travel with me.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
Well, I guess I'm a believer in the selfish gene theory. Yeah, I want to spread my genes, because I think that I have something to offer to the world, and until I get married, I figure that is a way that I could do that.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
No, I just hope that you're making the most out of your life, taking advantage of every opportunity, and living a life with as few regrets as possible.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4219.